about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. How y'all doing out there? This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I know I'm a little hoarse. I've been doing radio all day. I was on the Andy Dean Show. America Now with Andy Dean. He plays on XM Channel 188. It was on his show. I did Alan Stock's, filled in today for Alan Stock's show. Great. Again, I love putting on my political hat. You know, I have a lot of passion for what's going on politically, so it's so nice for me to talk about it. Even though I talk about it on my show, I still have to squeeze and all the medical stuff. So, busy day. Still got my energy up. I can still rock and roll. It's just I am losing a little bit of my voice. But that's okay, because we're going to knock it out. And my husband always says, when I sound a little hoarse, it always sounds sexy. So good. I sound sexy. Yeah, it looks like we got some sexy stories to talk about. Looks like women's sexual satisfaction improves with age. Even 80-year-old women are having orgasms. Now, I know. Now, don't turn off the radio. I'm not going to go into detail. But for some of you, we need to kind of teach you how to do it right. Otherwise, your 80-year-old wife is not going to want to have sex with you when you're in your 80s. All right. Looks like a lot of you guys are lying to your doctors about smoking. Many of you smoke, and you don't even tell your doctors that you do. Very bad boys. Very, very bad boys. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about Stephen Hawking. You know, Stephen Hawking is in his 70s, and he's got Lou Gehrig's disease. We've never seen anybody live that long. So we're going to talk about that. A lot of medical news. But, of course, who we really want to talk to are you. Was that grammatically correct? See, that's how you know if I've been on radio all day, because of my grammar. I don't do that. Well, check radios. You know, maybe it's not my grammar. Maybe it's your radios. Yeah. Yeah. Just tap your radio. Tap, tap, tap. Good. Yeah, it's a radio. All right. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. No, I'm not going to do the woman, sexual arousal story first. No, because you're gonna shut the radio off anyway. No, I'll talk about whatever I want to talk about. Let's talk about that 200-pound tumor in that guy's leg. Let's talk about that. Yeah, it's out. Remember the Vietnamese guy who had a 200-pound tumor? Right? All right, they took it out. He's in intensive care unit. I think it took four guys to lift the tumor out of there. Right? I don't know how they put it in the biohazard. Have you ever seen these little biohazard containers? Right? They're like a foot by 2 feet. They got to stay. I don't know how they fit that tumor in. I know. I'm sure it went to pathology and they dissected it up. But apparently he's doing well. He's doing well. I hope so. I mean, the kid, it looks like a good kid. He's got this 200-pound tumor sticking there on his leg. I mean, it's just horrifying, you know. Well, what are you going to do? All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow me on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. Today I was a little light with the tweets. I'm sorry about that. I was a little light with the tweets just because I was on air. Very busy day. So I promise I'll do a little bit more tweeting. And then, of course, follow me on Facebook. We got some cool pictures. Apparently the Titanic, there's some artifacts. Did you guys hear about this? Okay, they have a whole bunch of Titanic artifacts up for auction. But unfortunately, you have to bid on the whole lot. All right. They say this treasure trove is valued at $189 million. Stuff from the Titanic when it sank April 15th, 1912, when it took 1,500 people with it. There's going to be a lot of Titanic stuff in the news because this is the 100th year anniversary. They say the auction's lucky winner has to bid on the whole lot. Nobody can break up the little pieces. And you're looking, I mean, one is a really beautiful necklace that says Amy on it. You know, you wonder why they, you know, aren't giving, I mean, how many Amys could be on the boat? Could have been on the boat. I mean, why wouldn't they give that to one of the family members? They're also selling some spectacles. There's a dollar bill. The really cool stuff. It's on my Facebook if you guys want to see the pictures. I mean, Titanic memorabilia always just blows my mind. And you know what is amazing is how you look at a lot of these things that, first, they were from 19, they're at least 100 years old, right? There's purses, there's china, and you see the stuff, not to mention it was buried underwater for almost a century. right? Actually, the bidder also gets to sell on part, bid on part of the ship. I mean, it, again, it comes with a whole lot. So you get to take home a piece of the ship. I mean, but like I said, it's almost $200 million worth of stuff. But, you know, you wonder, how did this stuff last so long? Right? Maybe they made things with higher quality back then. You know, I think there's a vest, there's jewelry, a watch. You know, you just take a look at this stuff going, look at how it lasted almost 100 years underwater, yet our stuff frays and falls apart and disintegrates within months. You know, could they possibly have made things a little bit higher quality back then? Yes. Crazy. But I'm just fascinated by the Titanic. I have one of the first books that was written after the Titanic sank, and it is amazing to read a 1912 account of the Titanic, you know, as opposed to what you read now. You know, I should read some excerpts to you. The book's falling apart, though. I mean, the book, I can't touch, I can't read it without it falling apart. So I got to figure out how. I mean, I bought it and I got it. And it just, you know, it's hard for me to read because it starts to break apart when you open the pages. But, you know, I was talking about how there was such disarray where women were running around without their hats. You know, and again, back then that was very, that was, you know, very significant, you know, woman walk, running around without their hats, and how a man dressed up as a woman to get on the boat, and he's at large, so they want to find him and hunt him down, basically. And, you know, so when you read it from the 1912 perspective, it's fascinating. So I need to figure out how to open up. I just love, collecting artifacts and, you know, things from history. I just find that fascinating. Always been fascinated by the Titanic. But kind of, you know, neat stuff. We have actually a Titanic exhibit here in Las Vegas, which brings me to one of the subjects we're going to talk about coming back after break. I get a lot of emails saying, Dahlia, you're in Vegas. Do you gamble? No, I don't. I don't gamble. Well, how would you live in Vegas and not gamble? Right? My husband gambles, and we're in Iowa. He's, you know, why don't we talk about, after break, gambling, compulsive gambling, what makes a gambler? Let's kind of talk about that, because I think a lot more people gamble than we think, and that's a big issue here. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
GCN listeners, if your New Year's resolution is to improve your health, then you need to visit VitalityPlusOne.com. For over 15 years, VitalityPlusOne.com has offered the finest health products on the market, like Green Star juice extractors and Energy Star hydraulic juice presses that pull out every last bit of liquid from fruits and vegetables, and high-quality blenders like the BlendTec HP3. VitalityPlusOne.com also carries water distillers, sprouters, and the Sedona Food Dehydrator. Be sure and check out supplements like organic powder greens, green products for your four-legged friends, and the best-tasting raw honey on the market today. And for liver support, VitalityPlusOne.com carries Pharmanac NAC. Call 888-473-2141. That's 888-473-2141. Or visit VitalityPlusOne.com. VitalityPlusOne.com, your choice for finer health products since 1996.
Hey everyone, Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
All right, guys, let's rock and roll. All right, this is a big topic, gambling, because most of us have done it in one form or another. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We're going to be talking about compulsive gambling, why we gamble, the colors, the casinos, the wins, the losses, you know. And it doesn't have to be, you know, living in Vegas or, you know, going gambling along the riverboats on the Missouri River. I know there's places to gamble all the time. You do poker night, gambling on the horses, doing sports bets, you know, and it's not a problem until, of course, it gets compulsive. Now, you know, I know a lot of people are probably living in Vegas, right, that, you know, work, you know, in the casino industry are probably saying, Dr. Dahlia, shut up, let sleepy dogs lie. But no, we could talk about compulsive gambling. I think it's a very important issue. I think most of us at one point or another have had a gambler in the family. We did. You know, I love my father dearly, but he was a gambler. You know, that's why we were poor for most of our lives. I mean, it was tough, you know, and being in a family with a gambler, you hopefully learn not to gamble, but unfortunately it does put you at risk to gamble. You know, I think we were very lucky that all of us kids, didn't become big gamblers. You know, I mean, I know some of the people in my family be like, oh my gosh, I want to play, you know, when they come to Vegas, but they don't, luckily they have that control. And I think, you know, most of us, since we were poor, we don't want to
you know, lose whatever money we get, you know. But, you know, if you've never grown up in that atmosphere, you know, you're probably wondering, what is wrong with these people? Why would they lose their paycheck? You know, you could cash your paycheck at the casino. You could literally cash your paycheck at the casino and go into the casino. And it is amazing, the psychology of how they attract you. Okay, now just, you know, for brevity, we're not going to be talking about poker games at home. We're not going to be talking about, gambling on riverboats or whatever. We'll just kind of, in general, like going to casinos, et cetera. Okay, so we've talked about the psychology of casinos. I didn't take a class, but there was a class that a lot of my friends took in the hotel school. Las Vegas, UNLV, is one of the best hotel colleges. I mean, it graduates some of the best people that know how to run the hotel industry and the casino industry. And they did. They taught you about the psychology of the casino floor. You know, like the floors of casinos are not very relaxing. They're very vibrant with colors, reds and oranges and triangular points. Because if you look down, when you're tired, you don't want to see blue. You don't want to see green. It makes you sleepy. So the floors have to be very vibrant and kind of edgy. You know, I mean, some people are like, oh my gosh, why are they mixing orange and pink and red? It's to wake you up. Same thing, the bathrooms. So, you know, you can't walk into a casino and go pee right when you walk in the door. You can't. I mean, urinate, I should say. Excuse me. Sorry, we got to keep it medical here. All right? The bathroom is buried in the casino. I mean, you have to walk past a lot of machines to get to the restroom. And what's very interesting is they purposely have machines by the restroom because they know women take longer in the restroom than men. And so while the man is standing there, he'll drop some coins into the machine. All right, so now we're talking about spatial, we're talking about visual. I'm not done with the visual. Take a look at the craps table. Take a look at the roulette table, okay? Even blackjack, squares, all right? What's the big deal about squares? When were we accustomed to games being squares? Well, when we first learned how to play checkers. When we first learned how to play chess, Monopoly, squares. Life had a big circle in the middle of it and lots of little squares. But honestly, kids are attracted to squares. Yeah, we're attracted to balls and all that, but squares and wanting to play and move and cross borders, there's something about the square or the checkerboard that really reflects on the psyche also. All right. So the roulette table is probably one of the most attractive looking apparatuses out there, or apparati, should I say? All right. For the gambling eye, even though many people don't, you know, they'll play craps more, or they'll play blackjack more. I'm not saying they're all going to play, you know, roulette. But if you look at the roulette table, it is a very attractive table. You almost want to touch the table. Right? And I'm not a gambler. You got your Dr. Dahlia, you're getting all excited about a table. No. Think about it, all right? We're looking at the psyche to try to understand gamblers. Look at it. You have the green numbers on top, okay, kind of soothing, but then you got red, black, red, black, red, black. On the side, red, black. The red and the black, those contrasts, kind of like checkers, right? And then the chips, very, very strong colors. It attracts you. You want to look at it. Then the sound of the little roulette ball, all right? It's a louder sound than a ball should be, but it's a sound that's kind of pleasing to the ear. That click, 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 click. I wish I had a sound bite for that. And then the feel of the chips and the feel of the cards. Chips, very smooth. You know how they have these objects when you're stressed, where you could squeeze them. You know, when you're stressed, you could kind of squeeze them, or you could like hold on to one of these balls and it has a smooth type of outer surface. To calm people down, you sometimes want to capitalize on their sense of touch or to bring them in or attract them. We use touch all the time, you know, when we have sex and foreplay, et cetera. Touch is important. But if, for those of you that have never felt a gambling chip. I mean, some cheap poker chips, they just feel like plastic. But the chips that they use in these casinos are just extreme. You just want to play with them. You want to just roll them around in your hands. I mean, you are being bombarded when you walk into a casino with all your senses. All right, what about taste? What sense attracts your taste? You get free drinks. All right, you know, if you saw me in a casino in my 20s, it wasn't because I gambled. It's because you got free drinks, you know, if you looked like you were gambling. Now, you know, these cocktail waitresses are pretty smart. You know, so I may be playing around with the nickel machines. I'd be playing dollar blackjack, but you got free alcohol. So they're even appealing to your sense of taste. Smell? I don't know. There's no really. I don't know if they have smells in the casino. That's probably the only one they don't really appeal to. But you see how you are just bludgeoned with things that attract all the senses when you play. And they've done studies on people who gamble and why, you know, why gambling would even be addicted. And they say a win gives you more of a high than cocaine or Demerol or narcotic would. That win. Now, it's funny because they say, okay, who would probably be, you know, more of a gambler? I think the biggest group of people who probably have more of an inclination to be gamblers, minus, you know, the hereditary type of thing or being, you know, growing up in a home with gamblers, et cetera. You know, father was a gambler, you're a gambler, or grew up in a home like that, is I think the ones that have had to really, really work hard for their dollar. You bust your butt all day to make $50, right? You go to a casino, you win $100 within 5 minutes of sitting down. It's euphoric. Absolutely euphoric. That's how they catch you. And you're caught, you're hooked. And you don't forget that day. You do not forget that win. And so you play more and you play more and you lose and you lose and you lose. You usually lose more than you win, you know? I mean, whoever designed these games, I mean, they were brilliant, like craps. You know, you would think you have the best odds with craps. Everybody says the crap game, you have the best odds. Why? Because you can bet on the pass line, or you can bet on the don't pass line. You know, as opposed to like blackjack, dealer has an advantage. Roulette, you know, there's advantages that the casino has. But you think with the craps table, because you could bet pass or no pass, come or no come. I mean, you could bet, you know, the pro or the con, you'll win either way, and you don't. I mean, the way these things were designed were brilliant, and you lose. But when you lose, I mean, boy, if there was something that made you bipolar, it would be gambling. You get the high when you win, and you get the low when you lose. So how do you know if you're a compulsive gambler? You know, you go once a week. Now, see, what's interesting is casinos have been very smart about this, okay? They have been able to even psychologically play with the idea that you're not a compulsive gambler. Because they have all these tricks. And again, I mean, we need the casino industry out here in Vegas, okay? I'm not trying to bash the casino industry, but I'm being very objective about how they work. All right? You get these cards. A lot of the casinos, there's these cards that you sign up for, and you get points. And the more points you get, you got discounts on your meals. You get discounts on rooms, right? You get VIP access to the buffet. And so when I've had family members who have gambled and told me, but look, that's how we're eating. That's how we're getting comped. We're getting this. So you're being fooled into thinking you're not gambling because you're addicted to gambling. You're doing it because you're getting a product. I'm not done with this subject. When we come back, how do you know if you're a compulsive gambler? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Coming right up on the Dr. Dahlia Show.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, be prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries. Freeze-dried roast beef, 180 two-piece first aid kits, nine-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99 and much more. BePrepared.com while supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Yes, we do. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter for up-to-date medical updates when I'm not being lazy. Okay, so we're talking about gambling, all right? If you've been listening to this and you're like, you know, all right, well, Dahlia, I do like to play. But I got under control. Good, good. I mean, symptoms of compulsive gambling. Now, I'm taking this from Mayo Clinic. Okay? This is what they say. Okay? And again, you can take what you want with it if you believe it or not, but it says here, compulsive gambling symptoms are gaining a thrill from taking big gambling risks. So like if you're putting it all on black 17, all right, that's probably, you know, usually kind of a, you know, once in a blue moon gambler wouldn't be doing the big roller coaster risks. They say taking increasingly bigger gambling risks, a preoccupation with gambling, reliving past gambling experiences. Yes, you remember I said like putting that $100,
All right. Gambling as a way to escape problems or feelings of helplessness, guilt, or depression. You get depressed, you run to the casino. Taking time from work or family life to gamble. Oh, kids, I know I promised to teach you how to ride a bike, but I got a hot table waiting for me, all right? If you conceal gambling, if you're like, oh, I'm going to go to Joe's and watch the game, and you end up going gambling. If you feel guilty or remorse after gambling, failed efforts to cut back. You tried to cut back on gambling, you couldn't. You're caught lying to hide gambling. Now, I have gotten emails, all right, in the past about, okay, well, what about football games? Right, and doing the parlay and doing the okay, well, here's the thing, okay? You know, football, I think, could be a little different. Okay, it's still gambling. You're betting on the games, all right? However, there's a couple caveats, okay? Football, okay, it depends. I don't want to say it's okay. I only bet on the Super Bowl. No, I'm not saying this because of me. I mean, I like to bet on the Super Bowl because, you know, for my husband, it makes the game a lot more interesting. He's not into football as I am. I couldn't care less about gambling about it, but he gets really, really happy when I, you know, make the pick and we're right. So it's fun. But, you know, if you're playing the, why can't I think of it? Yeah, it's parlay cards, right? Right. If you're doing that during the games, then after football season or after that season, you're done. You just do it with football. You're able to stop. Okay. The key with any sort of compulsive behavior is you can't stop. Now, if, you know, after football season, you have to do the races and then you have to do basketball and you have to do, you do have a little issue. You know, maybe you do. But I think a lot of times with football season, it's kind of the whole, I mean, it's still gambling, you know, when you're making your bets. But a lot of times it's just kind of part of the whole social aspect of it. Also, you know, how much are you betting? I mean, if you're betting thousands at a time, that's something. If you're like, all right, I'm going to do, you know, $50 a game or something. Yeah, I mean, it's hard. It's a little bit more gray. But again, I would say the key to that is, can you stop? At the end of the season, do you stop? Or do you, you know, like I said, start hitting basketball or the races, et cetera. Okay, so they say gambling is out of control when, A, it starts affecting your relationships. Wife's getting mad. You're losing your finances. It's starting to mess with your work life, right? You can't pay for a new suit, right? You can't pay for dry cleaning because you gambled all your money away. You're devoting more and more time and energy to gambling pursuits. You see, like I said, you know, you football players, you just do it for football. I don't think that would qualify there. You've unsuccessfully tried to stop or cut back on your gambling. That's the key. You just can't stop. You try to conceal your gambling from family or health professionals. You resort, this is a bad one, you resort to theft or fraud to get gambling money. You ask others to bail you out of financial woes because you've gambled money away. I mean, those are severe. But going back a little bit, you try to conceal your gambling, even resort to theft. It was interesting. We had a couple. The wife said, I don't know what to do with my husband. He's a gambler. So we wanted to get him into Gamblers Anonymous. He wouldn't listen. Okay. And he basically would, you know, stole all his wife's money and he hawked her jewelry and everything. It is very difficult to live with a gambler. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. It's really difficult. Well, this guy was so screwy that we had sent the wife a bill. You guys have heard me tell the story. The wife had a bill, right? Oh, Dr. Dahl, you're so mean to send her a bill after going through all that. When the bills go out, they go out to everybody. We don't sit there and pick and choose who doesn't get a bill. Everybody gets, when the insurance says, patient owes this, they all get the bills. Leave me alone. Come in some slack. So anyway, she must have gotten a bill. And it gets sent back, not return mail, but patient deceased. Okay, so I'm holding this letter and I'm trembling. I'm like, oh my God, she died. And a lovely woman. Lovely woman. And I didn't even think to check the handwriting. I mean, I assumed it wouldn't be her handwriting, of course, because, you know, she was dead. Somebody had to write that. And I'm like, oh, my God, we got to call the family. When were the services? Is there a scholarship set up? What? Oh, my God, what can we do? Anything? A memorial fund? All right, tell me, we're all bawling, okay? Well, nobody answered our call, so we just never knew. Okay, a month or two later, I walk into room 2, and she's sitting there. And I screamed. I'm like, oh, my God. I thought you were dead. She's like, what the hell are you talking about? I go, we got return mail saying you died. She's like, oh, that's my husband. He blew all our money so we couldn't pay our bills. So now he's telling everybody I'm dead. Okay, her husband would probably be considered a compulsive gambler. All right, have I made my point? Oh my gosh. I mean, all our staff is standing in the hall looking at her, and she's like, what's the big deal? I'm like, we thought you died. Oh man. All right. So what can we do? I mean, if you have a problem, what do you do? Well, you go to your doctor. Go to your doctor. All right. I mean, admitting it is part of the, is half the problem. I mean, it's very easy to live in a city like Las Vegas and not gamble. Right? I mean, and I know there's various ways to gamble in all the other cities too, you know, but, I mean, you don't have to move, but for some people they do have to move. For some people they do. Help my father. He moved. He was good. You know, it's interesting because you think, okay, well, if you're a compulsive gambler, you'll find gambling where you go. Not always, because remember what we talked about a little earlier in the show, the casinos have so many things that attract your senses that when you're away from that, what was that like, the Lotus, one of these Greek mythologies where they keep you in and they trap you. They actually touched upon it on Percy Jackson, the Percy Jackson movie that came out for the kids, where you walked into a Caesar's Palace-like casino called the Lotus, and once you were in there, you never left. You know, I mean, you know, casinos are kind of like that. I mean, honestly, you know, if the buffets used to be cheap. You know, they used to be $1.99 buffet. So you'd gamble, you'd eat, you'd hang out at the buffet for $1.99, you'd get to eat, then you'd go out. I mean, actually, that's what we did in college. I mean, there was a hotel called the Maxim here, and the Maxim would have 99-cent steak and eggs. I wouldn't eat all day because I could get my dinner for 99 cents, right? That was probably the start of the Atkins diet. But, I mean, that's what we would do. And then if we wanted drinks, we'd sit at, I mean, they didn't have penny slots then, of course, like the nickel slots or whatever, and wait for the cocktail waitress. It's so funny. Oh, my gosh, the cocktail waitress wanted to hang out the $25 blackjack table. Meanwhile, we're here at the nickel slots trying to wave her down. She'd only show up once an hour. We hated her, and then we wouldn't tip her because she wouldn't come quick enough because she'd be hanging out by the blackjack table. I was mad. But you know what? Another thing that was very interesting is when I went to school in Reno, I know you guys are like, gosh, Dahlia, for not gambling, you know, hung out. Well, yeah, when you're young, there's no other place to hang out when you go to school. All right, I didn't gamble, if you noticed. You know, I got my 99-cent steak and eggs. But there's a place in Reno, Nevada called Baldini's, where if you won a four of a kind or you got a blackjack or something, they would give you sodas and waters to take home. So me and my friends would budget $5 each. And that's all we would gamble that night. And then we would take home waters and sodas and would stock our refrigerators with them. You know, and so, like I said, these casinos have so many gimmicks, you know, to drive you back and to get you to play that sometimes just leaving the area helps. Not that I want anyone to leave Vegas. I need you guys here for the economy. But there is hope. But Gamblers Anonymous, I say, would also be a great start. All right, guys, we'll get medical news coming up next on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey everyone, Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. All right. Women and their sexual satisfaction in their 80s. This is really, you're not turning the radio off. Come on, people. Really? No, I'm not going to talk about just what you want to hear. I'm going to talk about what has to be said. And if you don't like it, lump it. Sorry. Okay. You're going to listen to this. All right. I mean it. All right. A study published in the January issue of the American Journal of Medicine. Good read, people. Looked at such sexual satisfaction-related factors as hormone use, frequency of arousal, lubrication, orgasm, and pain during sexual intercourse. along with sexual desire and satisfaction among women whose median age is 67. This is important. Come on. This is important, right? And the researchers found that while sexual activity declined as women aged, about half of those age 80 or older reported being sexually satisfied most or all of the time. Good job, man. Very nice. Well done. See, aren't you proud of yourself? See? In fact, the oldest women studied were the most satisfied overall. And those older women who had recently been... Okay, come on. This is serious stuff. Those older women who had recently been sexually active... reported that they had... I was just interviewed on Andy Dean with this, and he had made stuff funny when we talked about it. But anyway, they reported they had satisfying orgasms with about the same frequency as did the youngest women. Okay, boy, whew, that was hard to say. All right, but good, good. Overall, among... Overall, among women who were sexually active, about... All right, this is a big goof. This is a big blooper. I'm supposed to be able to talk about this stuff very, very calmly and professionally. Okay, I'll get through this. Oh, my gosh. All right, I got to tell you, I've been on the radio all day. This is what happens around the radio all day. Okay, overall, among women who are sexually active, about 67... percent. I'm sorry, I can't do it. I'm going to need Donovan to read this. 67% said they reach orgasm. I'm sorry, I've never done this on air. I am so sorry. They reach orgasm most times. Or every time they took part in sex activity. I did it. I reported. That's it. I'm sorry. I think it's wonderful. I think it is wonderful. Look, I'm halfway to 80. And if I'm on the radio at that time, I'm probably going to be reporting my sexual satisfaction. And I hope it's as good as these women. I really do. I really do. We women deserve to be happy, honestly. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's a tough one. Oh, gosh, the gambling was easy. That was easy to talk about. Whew. All right. Oh, please don't make me sum it up. Okay, anyway, all right, so sexual desire goes down. Okay, what's the point? Okay, the point is sexual desire goes down in women, but their satisfaction goes up. Why? Because women know what they need. Now, we've talked about this on the show, but I'm going to repeat it because I'm not going to laugh at the next part we're going to talk about. We always talk about sexual peak, right? They go, well, a man's sexual peak is age 18, and a woman's sexual peak is at age 30. All right, no. A woman's sexual peak is usually the same as a man's, and it's in your teenage years. You're the most horny when you're a teenager, because that's when you're supposed to get pregnant. That's when, during caveman days, once you start menstruating and you're going into heat, and you start having body odor, I mean, you're in heat, and when animals go into heat, that's when they're supposed to get pregnant. All right, but we don't get pregnant now when we're 15, thank heavens. You know, we go off to school or we do a mission or we, you know, whatever, try to get a job first. Okay, so that's what's been happening. However, so that's technically our peak. So where do they come up with this women hit their sexual peak at age 30? All right, and I know a lot of you women in your 30s are nodding your head going, you're right, sister. All right, the reason why they came up with that is because by the time a woman reaches age 30, she knows what she wants. Okay, think about it. A 15-year-old girl with a 15-year-old boy is probably sloppy. It's probably quick. It's probably painful. You don't enjoy sex when you're a teenager. You don't. Nobody knows what the hell they're doing. But by the time you're in your 30s, you've mastered it. You know what needs to be touched. You know what has to happen. You know, you have to have a ring on your finger. I mean, you know what you need. So by age 30, that's where they came up with this whole peak thing. Okay, and then now we have a study that actually a woman may peak in her 80s. I don't know if I'm going to, here's my problem. I'm in my 40s and my hips hurt, my knees hurt. I mean, I what kind of positions am I even going to be able to do? I am so full of arthritis. It's ridiculous. Donovan, what do you think? Donovan doesn't want to go on air. All right. Okay, I won't make Donovan go on air. Okay, can we switch subjects? Are we done? We're done with that? Okay. Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. Donovan's writing the boss. He's writing the boss. I'm going to get fired now. I'm harassing my engineer. Okay, let's talk about Stephen Hawking. Stephen Hawking is 70 years old. Now, remember, physicist, cosmologist. I mean, this guy, you know, he was a student at Cambridge. He revolutionized the, you know, a lot of our science and our, you know, theories about the universe and black holes. You know, magnificent mind. Well, you know, he's 70 years old, and he's been suffering with Lou Gehrig's disease. Now, we've talked about Lou Gehrig's disease on the show, very debilitating neurological disease. You know, basically it attacks your upper motor neurons. You start to have foot drops and muscle weakness and clumsiness and slurring of speech. And eventually the muscles start to deteriorate. And then the muscles of your respiratory system start to deteriorate. And that's what eventually kills you with Lou Gehrig's disease. And it's very rare to see somebody live past 10 years with this. And here he is. He is 70 years old. He was diagnosed in his 20s. He has kids, he has grandkids. Now, unfortunately, he doesn't have that good a quality of life. I mean, he is paralyzed, he's in a wheelchair, he has problems talking, he has one of those vocal synthesizers. He's upset because he said it gave him an American accent. He has trouble swallowing and breathing. I mean, he's having problems, but, you know, they're looking at him as, wow, how could he have lasted at least well into his 70s and still going strong while he has Lou Gehrig's? So they're going to be looking at his DNA, and they're, you know, trying to find out, does he have a different type of Lou Gehrig's? Does he have some other, you know, biomarker that, you know, if somebody did get Lou Gehrig's, they could hopefully, genetically incorporate. But it's a fascinating story. It's a sad one. I mean, I hate to see anybody come down with this, but it is unique. I mean, when you're hearing Stephen Hawking is 70 years old with Lou Gehrig's for multiple decades, you scratch your head and go, how did that happen? How did it happen? Okay, well, another thing that has just amazed us is Etta James has left the hospital. Etta James has been battling leukemia, as in stage 4 leukemia. And remember, a couple weeks ago, you know, they took her, a couple weeks ago, they put her on the respirator. We thought it was going to be it. And then they were able to take her off the respirator earlier in the week, and now she is home. And she's stable. Now, she does have dementia, though. She does. She's 73 years old. We all know her from, her rendition of At Last. I sang it today on the Alan Stock Show and almost got in trouble by management because I'm not supposed to sing, right? Okay, don't worry. I'm not going to sing. All right. Good for her. Good for her. I mean, it's interesting when you think you know and you think you could predict an outcome of a patient. You can't. I have been shocked, and I hope I will continue to be shocked. You know, I mean, when somebody with leukemia and dementia, and I think had battled pneumonia and sepsis in the past, goes on the respirator, there's not a good chance. That's why her publicist said, look, we're preparing for the worst. And for her to now be home, great job. Just, I hope I still stay shocked. All right, guys, great, great show. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. If not, stay on for another hour of the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, it's MZ with an important message for you. Longevity vitamin supplements work. Listen to Alex Jones.
6 months ago, Michael Zwirling, who's the owner of a few stations we're on out in California, big stations, said, look, Ted, believe me, this stuff's real. Try these vitamins. They're in the liquid form. They're the type you actually absorb. There's over 90 of them. Try it. Ted had a knee so bad he's about to have surgery. He took this cartilage supplement they've got gone. Now, when you drink the Tangy Tangerine, this isn't like your normal vitamin thing where it just tastes like little sweet sugar. But, I mean, it's powerful. You can taste the vitamins. You can taste all the flavors. You can taste the things you've never tasted before. And I studied history. I've looked at it. I think these are the best supplements out there, bar none. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Remember that web address. To buy Beyond Tangy Tangerine at wholesale prices or to join our Alex Jones business team, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.